The other day, my husband and I got into an argument about money. Despite our efforts to be above the fray of such common disagreements, we had slipped. Again. And again. The source was two perspectives so foreign and detached we could have been arguing in Urdu. It goes something like this. Since I was raised in relative privilege, my thinking on issues of money is impractical and optimistic, almost, say, Dr. Seuss-like. My husband, on the other hand, raised in a single-parent, working-class home, operates from a mindset of invariable paucity, despite its likeness to real circumstance. We agree on one thing. Neither of us is particularly extravagant. But where my husband worries perpetually about our livelihood, I feel sure we will make do. What if something happens to me, is his refrain. We'll figure it out, is my response. The tension between his earnest and tender fear for our security and my equally earnest conviction that we can meet our financial challenges results in a minefield of lurking resentments. Between the child who went wanting and the child who never knew want lies curiosity and bitterness, admiration and envy. What does a dollar look like from the other perspective? Whether we regard it grasping from below or shrugging from above, its properties remain the same. Access, opportunity, security, power. Our relationship to those qualities distinguishes us from one another, creating gaps in language that leave us stammering and perplexed. My evasion of money talk is not about denial or imprudence. It's my way of repudiating money's authority over my values and identity. But my husband is right. It gives an impression of indifference and avoids the fact that my attitude is a luxury gained through a childhood of comfort. Looking beyond money is a liberty that comes through trust that it will always be available, no doubt offensive to someone who grew up without. My biggest fear is not that we won't make enough. It's that our tireless striving for more will distance us from our sweetest desire, the health and happiness of those we love. If only I could express that in Urdu. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.